scandals are staining the careers of some of the most prominent figures in South Korea. That is a familiar story in a nation where two former presidents were convicted on corruption charges. NPR's Louisa Lim reports on the fall of some of South Korea's important men.
This was one of modern Korea's most sobering moments. Once revered as a national hero, scientist Hwang Woo-suk, apologizing for fabricating what had been considered world-leading stem cell research. I ask your forgiveness. I'm so miserable I can't even apologize, he said, at this tearful public appearance in January. This was a major blow to national pride. The downfall of the man who'd once boasted of visiting the heart of America to plant a Korean flag on the hill of bioscience. Yet another South Korean hero to come tumbling down. And there were more.
The fate of the Korean prime minister hangs in the balance amid rising criticism over the propriety of a recent golf game.
Television reports before the resignation of Prime Minister Lee Hae-tan. He was forced to step down 3 weeks ago after playing golf instead of dealing with a chaotic transportation strike. His golf partners included a businessman facing punishment for price fixing. Mr. Lee's also accused of accepting a $1,000 bet on the game, leading to allegations of influence peddling. He says he gave the money away. The opposition, meanwhile, is engrossed in its own scandal. Angry protests brought down its Secretary General Choi Yun-hee. He was accused of sexually harassing a female journalist. But Park Sung-soo, opinion page editor for the Joongang Daily, says none of this is very shocking.
It's not first time, or it's not a rare occasion that South Koreans are disappointed at the loose or absurd behaviors of the politicians.
Indeed, this taxi driver is fed up with his country's role models. As he drives, Mr. Shin, who only gives his last name, grumbles. The government keeps telling us the economy is getting better, he says, but ordinary people like me aren't feeling it. When I ask him about the morals of the country's leaders, he explodes.
Look at common people's lives. We as taxi drivers need to follow every rule of the road. If we run a red light, we have to pay a fine. How can our prime minister hang around with convicted criminals?
His frustrations go to the heart of the credibility problem surrounding Korean role models. Kang Sung-gu, the secretary general of the non-governmental organization Transparency International Korea, says the public isn't satisfied with the people who represent them.
Surveys indicate more than 80% of Koreans neither respect nor trust their leaders. It's because they don't practice what they preach and they don't fulfill their duties properly. For example, military service is compulsory for all South Korean men, yet somehow the sons of our leaders find ways to avoid it.
Young people chatting in Starbucks in the arty Insadong area, where the streets are lined with galleries and traditional one-story eating houses with curled eaves. Here, many young people profess to know little about politics and care less. Political apathy, perhaps born of frustration. Others try to explain why some Korean leaders are so sleazy. One explanation is that the country's leaders are treated like a royal family, so they believe they reign over the people instead of serving the people. Another is that political tension between left and right has led to instability, meaning more corruption. But there's also a good deal of defensiveness, with several people pointing out that scandals also happen elsewhere. Indeed, blinded by pride and nationalism, some South Koreans still believe their stem cell scientist Hwang Woo-suk did nothing wrong. But some indicators, like international surveys, show signs of hope. Optimists claim that change is being driven from the bottom up by people's desire for a cleaner government. Again, editorial writer Park Sung-soo.
Even though we have accomplished democratization, we still have to go a long way to be established as an advanced democratic country.
He points out that South Korean democracy is less than 20 years old. Louisa Lim, NPR News.